Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Texas, get turned up! Atomic Dog Racing, showing up racing, and Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandale, Texas. Let's get turned up. The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You heard me?
We got war. Atomic Dog versus Tree Man. Showing up versus Mr. Five Speed. Bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Also looking for action, Tony Boss Bynes and the Primetime Crew, DJ Grant, Chi-Town Beers, C-Town Tony, Kenny Duke. We got HTI Racing versus Hit Squad of Black Hole, Five Car Lock-In, and more to come.
Hold up, hold up.
We got a 5-0 Index Class, $1,000 winner, a 580 Index Class, $1,000 winner, and a 7-0 Index Class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon. Admission $20. Kids 12 under free. Spectator side parking free. Pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Cause everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563 or call up Peanut at 214-317-0185. It's your boy Chuck G. Let's get
turned up.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great day here in Texas and another great day for Grudge Inc., the sponsored Atomic Dog Show. As we know, this show is for everybody. We're going to do what we do today. Hope everybody having a good time out there. And we're going to stage has already been set. Everybody know what's happening this weekend. We're going to get off into that a little bit later. Before we get to that, you know, there's a few things I want some people to come on here and talk about. And I want some folks, if you got some locked-in races, man, I put this out here. We got a lot of fans. We want the fans to come on. So if you know people that got locked-in races or somebody trying to race somebody, we might have some fans out there that might want to say something to some of these races. And I'm going to encourage the fans to participate. Let the racers that got locked-in races, I'm going to lock in, tell a little bit about who you are and what you got. So these fans to get to know you people. These fans come and pay their money, man. We want these fans to get to have a personal relationship and know who's who. But before we get off into all that, we're going to go and let Ernie Rand do his thing. And after Ernie do his thing, I kind of got a special with a friend of mine from Grudge Inc., Big Drag. If y'all notice, we sent out a text today letting everybody know what happened to this big fella. Been around a long time, and you know, you hate to see sad things happen. And I got a Big Drag on here. He's been racing for over 40 years, and I just kind of want him to come in and kind of speak on it because we got a big race coming up this weekend, and safety is one of the most important things. And I want him to shed some light on his experience and meet you guys. Before we get to that, we're going to get Ernie. Ernie, you out there?
Hey, Tracy. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing all right.
Oh,
how are you?
It's a good day. Man, it's nice outside today. Perfect weather.
Yeah.
What I was going to tell you,
a lot of life is going to be going down this weekend. Ernie's big race going here in Texas. With the Comic Dog showing up racing Grudge Inc. show, got folks traveling. A lot of nitrous going to be sprayed. So if you can give us some information that, hey, if you can learn something to take heed to, hey, give it. Give us a little bit of what you got.
Okay. I'm glad you got Big Drag on tonight. Of course, you know what happened to his car. And I was we had our safety show last night. And I really lean heavy into the safety because of Big Drag's car. He'll tell you a little more about what happened, but he had a fire on the big end. By the time he was able to get the car stopped, the car was basically fully consumed with fire. The fire bottles is the only thing that saved his driver. It was able to give him an extra 5-10 seconds of time to get out of the car. And I know everybody's spending money on the car, and I know everybody is paying road expense, but this is probably one of the best examples of how you do not cut short your safety equipment, and that his driver knew exactly what to do and where everything was. Now, this is a little test you can give yourself. Put yourself in the car, or your driver in the car. Put a hood over his head. Let him get comfortable. Strap him in with his Hans device, his helmet, his fire suit, his gloves, everything you've got. And then yell fire. See how long it takes him not only to get out of the car, but to shut the car down properly. Get the parachutes out. Does he even know where the fire bottle lever is? Does he know how to get out of the car? His driver got hung up on the Hans device with the seat belts. If that happens to your driver, does he know how to get out of the car? Every second that you spend trying to find something may be the last second of your life. And I don't say these things lightly. I've been on fire in a nitro funny car. I've seen what fire looks like at 250 miles an hour. And I've spent 9 months in rehab because of it. And I had the best safety equipment you can have. And one thing you can't do is do not deploy your fire system until the car is stopped. If you're running 200 miles an hour and you put your fire system off, it's going to be 200 miles an hour behind you. You've got to wait. You've got to man up and think of what you've got to do. Get the car stopped. Get it under control. And when it stops, get the fire bottles turned on. Then get your belts off and try to find your way out. If the car is upside down, like another car happened this weekend, make sure you know how to get out the passenger seat. I mean, I know it's nobody's plans on doing it. And with this funny car cage with the bar coming down to your right side, that's a hard thing to do, but that may be your only way out. Have you looked to see if you can get out that way? What's your plans? That's what the main thing I want to do on safety tonight, because Big Drag, he's got a story, and I'm going to tell you, y'all need to listen to it, because the man does not have nitrous on his car. He has a pro stock car. He kicked the rod. The crank broke. The rods came out. The oil caught on fire. And with the material that the bodies are made out of today, it's just looking for a place to set on fire. And the temperature to ignite fiberglass is extremely low with all the rosins that are in it. There's some coatings that you can get that you can spray underneath your body, underneath your fenders and everything else that's used in the funny cars that doesn't make it fire retardant, but it makes it fire resistant. it keeps it from going into a flash fire, because these bodies will burn in seconds. That's the biggest thing I wanted to say on that. And I'll go into something on nitrous now. And that's keep your system clean. Over the years, when you're getting your bottle filled, everybody's getting them filled out of these big steel bottles. As you pump out of these big steel bottles, or if you invert them and pump them out, any trash in that steel bottle can get in your nitrous bottle. You need a good quality filter in line. Now, several companies have used the little blue fittings with the mosquito net in the middle of them. Those, over any period of time, are going to corrode, or they're going to oxide, or you're going to have a problem with any piece of trash that gets on them, and it's going to reduce the flow into your motor. Take those out, put in a standard fitting, go to a max flow filter, put it in there. You'll notice that the car is going to be crisper, the motor is going to run better, and you're not going to be chasing your tune-up because of it trying to go rich, because the nitrous can't get through the filter fitting. So those are the main things I want to touch today. Now, we've got the filters on sale, the Atomic Dog, price of $58. It's a lifetime filter. You can unscrew it, you can clean it, put it back together, and run it forever. This is one of those things you buy once, clean it every year, put it back together on your regular maintenance, and it's ready to go. Back to you, Trey.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's some helpful stuff. If anybody got any questions, you know, about anything with Ernie, some coffee car, Ernie, you can give them that phone number. If you got a question you want to ask Ernie about anything, what he just said, if your hand is up and you got a question, take your hand out and push it so we'll see it and push it back up, just in case there's something you might be curious about or something Ernie said. Then we'll go. Sharon, I think we got Big Drag on, and we'll let Big Drag come tell his story. But if anybody got any questions, go ahead, Ernie.
You can give us a call. It doesn't matter whose equipment you've got. If you got a problem, give us a call, and we'll try to help you with it. We can supply you with any parts or pieces you need. We can rebuild anything you've got. Give us a call at 1-800-648-7687. Easy way to remember it is 1-800-NITROUS. That's what the 648-7687 spells. So if you need nitrous, you need any nitrous equipment, give us a call. Our equipment has a lifetime warranty, and we'll help you with any problems you've got. Has anybody got any questions?
Sherman, if you can check the line, see if anybody got a question. I can't tell. It's some hands already up.
It's really hard to tell because there are hands up that were already up. No new hands came up. Everybody had their hand up when the show started. So it might be
okay,
better.
Okay, if anybody want to add on, if anybody got your hand up, you can go ahead on. If you want to say something to Ernie, just push your one and take your hand down, and then just turn around and push it again. Push you back up, then I know that you want to address Ernie specifically. So if not, we're going to be dragged with it. If you want to speak, push the one now, your hand will go down, and then push it, it'll come back up, and we'll know that's you. Other than that, we know everybody is waiting to speak about something else.
Well, Tracy, one thing I wanted to tell you, on our show last night, trying to help Big Drag out, that we're going to give Mike Hill a pair of the ProFlow bottles with a line adapter, with the remote safeties, to have him auction them off at the race that he's going to put on for Big Drag. And all the proceeds, 100%, are going to go to Big Drag to help him with his cause. And we don't care what he spends it on. This is our way to give back to the racer. So I didn't even know Big Drag before I was introduced to him yesterday. He's an extremely nice gentleman, and proud to have got to meet him. And if anybody can help him, you know, step up. Man could use a little help.
Okay, Ernie, I think we got Big Drag. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on just a second. Breadman does have a question specifically for Ernie. Breadman, your mic is
okay.
How's everyone?
Hey, this is Ernie.
How you doing, Big Ernie? What's up, Ray?
Oh, man.
I'm looking to put those bottles in my car. And I want to know, basically, what is the they have the letters on the side, A, B, C. What are the what should I buy as far as, you know what I mean, the safety rating on a fire for oil and nitrous and stuff that can that's combustible? What are the best systems to get?
There are several companies that make the fire systems for race cars. There's Fires Out. There's Safety Products. I think Simpson carries a system. You can get them from Summit, Jegs. On the Pro Mods, top sportsman type cars, you need 2 10-pound bottles. So you've got to have 75% of it going to the engine compartment.
Right.
And 25% to the driver's compartment. But I always recommend carrying a separate fire extinguisher, one of those little 2.5-pound fire extinguishers, in the driver's compartment so he can get to it in case he does have to fight the fire off by himself a little bit. Or if he just got a small fire instead of setting off the big system, he has that option of using that.
What is the added cost to basically install one of those fire systems accurately?
The system is going to cost, with the release levers, valves, everything you need, probably about $650. And that comes with the mounting bracket and everything.
That's it for your man. I got to hurry up and get on this phone. Hey, Ernie, thank you. And Atomic Dog, thank you for allowing me to come on and ask these questions and have someone available to basically learn about the different things in and out of safety. I thank y'all. I'm going back to
all right. Okay. I appreciate you calling, and we'll see. I'll look into it tomorrow and see if we can get a line to help you with it, and see if we can save everybody some money.
I appreciate that, Ernie. I appreciate it a lot.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we see we got she's in a private room tonight. I see we got another hand for Ernie. If not, it looks like we got Big Drag on here. Hey, Drag, how you doing, big fella?
What's going on, fellas? What's up, Tracy, Ernie, and everybody?
How about it, Drag? What's going on, man?
Oh, everything's okay.
Great.
I met Big Drag. I sent a text out today, and you notice that I sent it out. I had a picture of your beautiful car before it was burnt and after it was burnt. So everybody out here that don't know who you are, I don't know exactly what you had. They can see the type of car you had, and they can see the catastrophic fire and what, in a matter of seconds, happened to that car. Just, you know, hey, people wouldn't think it would happen like that fast, and I just wanted to see what that car looked like before and then after.
Mm-hmm.
So they just give them something to think about when it comes to that safety stuff, man, when it comes to having that equipment in your car. And like you say, I'm going to let you tell your story, and hopefully, you know, people take heed of it, man. Give your experience about what happened to your car this past weekend.
Okay. Well, first let me say, you know, safety is the most important thing, like Ernie was saying. Man, don't sell yourself short. Please don't. It may set you back a little bit to get the correct fire system that you need in the car, the correct belts, the horns, you know, the shoes, the pants, the whole gear that you need. And I'm going to tell you, man, I'm one of the guys that would jump in one of them cars with a set of sweatpants on, a fire jacket, and some regular tennis shoes. I've done that before. I'm going to take you back to 2009 before this incident happened with the new Camaro. I bought a brand new RJ GXP, and I run top sportsman with a small block. So, you know, being an experienced driver, you know, I'm pretty much not worried about this small block. You know, I can handle this little thing. It don't make 1,100 horsepower. The first day out in 2010, at Route 66, it was kind of windy, you know, and, man, I left the starting line with the small block car. you know, put it in second gear, kind of moved around just a little bit. I drove it back in the groove, and it went to move around again in high gear when I put it in high gear, and I backed out of it. And as soon as I backed out of it, I tried to steer the car, and I couldn't steer it. It was airborne. And that thing flipped over, and I went through the finish line on the roof at over 170 mile an hour. Just thank God that I had finally started buying the necessary safety equipment that was needed. And the reason that I bought it was because Route 66 was so strict on their rules, and there wasn't no bending. But, you know, I thank God for that because I could have got hurt in that car. I got out of that car, right, and I fixed it. I took it back to Rick Jones and had him put a new body on it. It didn't hit the wall or nothing. It just skidded down the track. So I fixed that car and I ran it, you know, for maybe another year and a half, and I ended up selling it. Okay, but I sold it to build this Camaro, which is a 20. The car was finished in 12, but it was considered a 13 Camaro. And we started running it this year. What had happened, my driver, Mitch, he's a big dude too, but he's not quite big as me. Anybody that know me, I'm 6'5", 340 pounds. Well, Mitch is like 6'1", 6'2", 245, 50 pounds. And I just had trouble getting in and out of the car being so big, you know. And I elected the early part of the year that I was not going to drive this car until I can get my weight down. There's actually a video about it when Gunny Picks came and interviewed me early part of this year. Okay, well, you know, that situation came to pass. This past Sunday, 2 days ago, we were at a race that I gave in Byron, which is a good track, the four-lane, the first four-lane drag strip that was ever built. And we had a quick eight race. If anybody wants to go to the race and see what it is, go to YouTube and type in Big Drag versus Burkhart. I think it may be Phil Burkhart, but I'm not sure. But just type in Big Drag versus Burkhart, and they'll show the run, the actual run with the car, both cars going down the lanes, and my car exploding into the fire that it ended up destroying it. But what had happened was, I mean, the car was on a good run. It was everything was nice and smooth and clean. And my brother and I went back and looked. We estimated about the 900 to 1,000 foot mark. It broke the crankshaft. And when it broke the crankshaft, it took the block out. And when it took the block out, it splattered oil all over this whole car. Now, this was a carbon fiber car with carbon interior and everything. My driver, man, thank God for him, and thank God that he pays attention to what's happening. When it exploded, I really couldn't see that far down there what was going on, but I did see something fly off the car. Well, on my way down there to see what was going wrong, I passed the belly pan up. My car had a complete belly pan system under the bottom, the engine, the transmission, and the dry shaft area. It blew, the concussion blew the belly pan off the car, blew the hood scoop off the car. And so by the time I got there, whatever seconds that it took to get from the starting line to the finish line on a golf cart, my whole car was engulfed in flames. So the best thing I did, I went over there to see about, check on my driver to make sure he was all right. And after I checked on him and made sure he was all right, I came back just to look at the car burn. You know, there was nothing that could be done. They had already emptied about four of those carry fire extinguishers, the 25, 30-pound ones, or 40-pound ones, whatever they weigh. But what I want to tell you guys, our safety, Mitch, my driver, and when Mitch, there's a noise going on, I can't really hear myself.
We can hear you fine, Greg. We can hear you fine.
Okay, you hear me? Okay. All right. When Mitch, as soon as the car made the explosion, I see the parachutes come out. So Mitch put the chutes out, and he said to me, he said, man, I just know something was going wrong after the explosion, and then fire was coming in the car. He says, I had to get this car stopped you know, in the middle of the lane. You know, I didn't want it to get me trapped inside of it. So he successfully brought the car to a stop in the middle of the lane. As soon as he brought it to the stop, he hit the fireball. He says he was out of breath. He couldn't breathe, but when he hit the fireballer, the fireballer gave him what he needed to get some fresh air for a quick second, to release the steering wheel, get the seat belts off, get the neck down, and head out of the car. But when he was headed out of the car, his Hans device got caught up in the seat belt. So he basically ripped himself out of the car from the seat belts and the Hans device. And as he was coming out the car, there were planes coming out the car with him. Now, I'll back you up just a little bit. We were running another Camaro, a 2012-13 Camaro, Burkhart, and we was out on him maybe a car and a half to two cars. That's what he described to me. And when my car had the explosion, he was able to come back around Mitch. But he told me, he said, when he was coming back around Mitch, the whole car was engulfed in flames. And, you know, the car was on a 200-plus-mile-an-hour run, so it had to have been, when Phil and them come around, and the car had to have been run at least, you know, 170, 100, you know, 60-mile-an-hour trying to coast to a stop. But what I want to say to the guys that, you know, if you want to cut corners or just don't want to spend the money, man, then don't go racing, bro. Don't go racing until you got the proper equipment that you need, you know, because having a fire system in my car and having a good car saved my friend's life, you know, and knowing that made this loss okay with me.
That's right, Jay. That's a story to be told and people take heed of, like you say. Hey, you say you'll build again, and, you know, we get fellas trying to get together, man, and, you know, there's going to be a benefit race, though, man, to try to, you know, help you guys out and your team. And just like you say, cars can be replaced, but your friend Mitch can't be replaced. And it's just a blessing, man, to you look at that car and you see what happened, and to hear the story of the guy, Mitch, saying his Honda device got caught up. A lot of people don't have the experience probably what Mitch had, and sometimes people panic. But Mitch, like you said, with the fireballs giving the amount of oxygen he needed for a certain, he was dealing with seconds at that time, that he was sharp enough and blessed enough to be able to get himself unhooked and know which way to exit that car. Just like what Ernie was saying, guys, you know, that blind test of just getting somebody and trying to, you know, time yourself, see how fast you can get out of these cars just in case something happens, knowing where the parachute levels are, knowing where the fire system is, knowing where the exit door is, knowing where your latch is, to unloose your window net. All that stuff is important. And, man, like you say, stuff happens. Now you don't have minutes, you have seconds. So, hey, man, it's just a great story, man. And people, we take that stuff for granted. And a lot of folks, like I say, don't have this type of equipment. But we have, you know, high-dollar cars and spend a lot of money on that. And I'm just going to, you know, just encourage everybody, hey, man, take this stuff seriously and get you some kind of protection, because you never know. You could have the best of the best of everything, like Big Dragon Mitch did. Hey, and it can still happen to anybody. So, you know, try to do the best you can to have some kind of safety equipment and have some kind of plan to exit a car when you get yourself in trouble or get in fire, you know. And if anybody got any questions for Drag, you know, you can ask me some questions if you want to. Drag, just hang on for a minute. Somebody might want to ask you some questions or something like that. If you hadn't pushed the one button, go ahead and push the one button. If you got something you want to ask Drag, or if you got your hand up, take it down and push it again so we'll be able to see it. Somebody might want to ask you something, Drag.
Okay.
Tracy, one other thing I'd want to recommend, and I don't know if Drag's brought it up, I've listened to Drag and bring it up, is to make sure that you can get to a power cutoff switch inside the car. If you're in a situation where there's a wreck and you got a 500-gallon-per-hour fuel pump running in 5 seconds, that's whether you're totally on fire or not.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ernie, I had my car was equipped from Rick with the when you hit the fire bottles, it clicks the power off in the back.
Excellent. Excellent. That is the best thing you can have. If you've got to set the fire bottles off, you want to make sure everything is turned off. Now, the way the fire bottles actuate is when you hit the lever, it drives a valve down and pierces the top. That's a total mechanical system, so it doesn't require any type of electrical activation to make it work. So that's one thing you don't have to worry about. Kill that power if you've got to put those fire bottles out, because you can't put out a fire that's got a fire truck pumping it. You know, that's a lot of gasoline that can be dumped in seconds.
Right.
Okay, sure. We got anybody got any questions for Big Dragon that they want to ask him?
Yeah, I do believe Tree Man has a question. Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, Big Drag, I'm going to say, man, first of all, sorry for your loss, man. You know, I tried to call you a little while ago to ask you about that, but I guess y'all done covered everything, so, you know, just disregard that call. And if you need something, just give me a holler, man. I'll try to help you out any way I can. But I got a question. Did you have a diaper on that motor?
You know what, Tree? I had a belly pan on my motor with the diaper material all tucked away in the belly pan, but the actual diaper, no, I did not have a diaper on it.
Okay, that's what I was pretty much wanted to know. Like I said, you'll see on your call where I called you about 30 minutes ago. Just disregard that, and I'll catch up with you.
Okay. Well, just call me, Tree. Anytime. You know, I probably. If I had both my lines tied up, it won't tell me that I'm getting a third call. Did we lose Tree Man?
Yeah, I heard. No. I just muted my mic. I heard you.
Okay, bro. I'll be looking to hear from you.
Oh, okay, Sharon. Got anybody else?
Yeah, hold on. Mississippi Joe. Your mic is open.
Hey, Sharon, how you doing, sweetheart?
Fine.
Tommy Dawg, what's happening, partner?
What's up, Joe? What's going on? You doing all right?
I'm doing good, man. Just hanging and banging. You're having a beautiful show, a great show, man. I would just like to say something to Big Fella, if I may, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead, partner.
Big Fella, what's happening, partner?
What's going on, man? I called you earlier. I think you might have been taking a nap or something.
I was. I don't know how you know I was, but I just want to tell you, even though I talked to you, man, I just want to tell you that I know God is very essential in your life, because anytime you can go through what you're going through and still praise Him, you got a lot of God in you. And
thank you, bro.
I just commend you, man. You're a Rolls Royce of a man.
Appreciate that, Joe.
All right, man. You have a good one, partner. Stay strong. Holler at your boy.
Appreciate you, partner. All right, I'll hit you later.
Yeah. Take this. Stand up. See y'all this Saturday. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah, Joe. We definitely going to get it. The guys waiting. They're waiting. They're loaded for battle, man. They're waiting to go down, man. All right. Hey, Sharon, got anybody else? What's up? Got something? Brick Drag, want to say something?
Those are the only hands that came up when you asked that question. All the other hands were already up. I guess they're waiting to talk about walk-ins, the race this weekend.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to let the folks come drag. We appreciate it, Ernie. We appreciate it. Y'all can hang in and listen to the show. You might want to chime in on something. Y'all can hang around. Greg, okay. We're going to get with you. You know, we're going to try to do everything we can, man, on a better race to help you recover, man. So, hey, just hang in there, man, you know. It's going to be all right, like you say. Hey, most important thing, it can be replaced. It can be replaced, but human life can't. So, just hang around, big problem.
Absolutely, Tracy, and I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you having me to come on so I can at least try to, I ain't going to say educate these guys, but kind of, you know, push the ones that was like me that wasn't in a hurry to go get the correct stuff that they needed, man. But after this right here, that'll be some of the first stuff I will buy. Like Ernie was saying, man, it's very important. I heard a story about how he was, you know, burning in a car at 250 miles an hour. How do you get out of that? You know what I'm saying? You do not get out of that. You stop that car, bring it to a stop, and then attempt to get out of that car. But, you know, we owe all the praises to God for Ernie being able to escape something like that and live to talk about it, man. So for that, I just want to say that is a blessing in itself, man. And I thank everybody on this line that has called to want to support and have support. And I thank Jay Barnes and Lady A. They've set up some sort of a PayPal account for those that wants to contribute. You know, I appreciate it, and even those that would like to contribute and can't. Man, I appreciate all you guys. You just don't know the kind of kind words and the kind of things that you've sent to me. It really gave me the strength to keep on moving past this, and, you know, don't even sob about it, bro. But I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, what is
Big Greg, I tell you what, I'm glad Big Greg, I'm glad we was able to meet each other, and we'll meet each other on a drag strip, and I'd like to shake you in, and I'm glad you're carrying the flag for safety. That's what it's about, and, you know, your driver coming out healthy and walking away from it, and, man, that's an unbelievable story, but I'm sure glad it happened. Y'all have a good one. Yeah. Tracy, I appreciate you having me on. I know tonight was kind of I'm going to beat you in the back safety show, but safety has got to be number one, because that's the only thing that's keeping a lot of us from dying.
Going fast, take the back seat to safety, man. Everybody want to go fast, but you got to be safe. You better be safe before you go fast. That way you can live the race another day. Hey,
that's
what
right.
That's
right,
Tracy.
Where they had that PayPal set up, where did Jay got set up on grudging.us, or where did he have it set up yet? I'm not sure yet.
Lady A has put it together. She called me this evening, Tracy, and I didn't get her call, so I don't know exactly how it is, but for those that, you know, wants to do something, she's got it. So what they would have to do would get in contact, you know, with us governors or any one of us, you know, the guys in your surrounding area can contact you, I guess, and you can make, you know, get the information for them. And the same as us guys in the Midwest or wherever, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to keep saying I appreciate all that's being done. And I will bounce back. I promise you, I'm going to bounce back. And I will be racing again in the near future.
All right, we appreciate it, Drag. Everybody don't know that's Big Drag. Been racing for over 40 years. He's out of the state of Chicago. Big Drag, out of the state of Chicago. Been racing for a long time. Good, nice guy. Okay, Drag.
Okay, guys. I'll be within my phone, Trace. If you need me, just give me a call back.
Okay, man. We'll do.
All right, take care, everybody.
Hey, Sharon, we're going to go to the line and let some folks start talk about if they had a race this weekend or they got an upcoming event they want to share with the folks. We're going to give them an opportunity to do that before we come in and talk about this weekend. So who we got?
Okay. First of all, Sergio, your mic is open.
How y'all doing over there in East Texas? Is that where y'all are at?
What are you from? So we know where we're talking about. Where are you from?
I'm from West Texas. I'm from El Paso, Texas. And I wanted to talk to you guys about an event that we're putting together on October 4th through the 6th. It's got $23,000 in price. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, several classes. First class is an 8-mile shootout. Winner take all is $6,000. You got to be able to run at least 4.99 and faster in the eighth. We also got another class called Import versus Domestic, Run What You Run. Dividing all door cars after that, that's a $4,000 winner-take-all, guaranteed. We got a couple of bracket classes, a box class and an no-box class. Each class pays $5,000, two-thirds. The first two I told you about is a winner-take-all. These two are breakdown in the third. We have a bike class and we have a street class. The bike class gives out $2,000, breaks down into thirds. The street class breaks down from $1,500 into thirds. But what we want to do is, the reason we're on your show, sir, is because we heard a lot about you. We had several friends that said that we had to get a hold of you and talk to you. We want to invite everybody out. If you got the power to come and take this money, come get it. Okay, we want to make it as big as possible. And the reason we're doing this is because we're trying to promote our track here. Our track here is El Paso Motorplex. It's a beautiful track. It's IHRA certified. And, well, we just want to show people that we can pull some horsepower down here in West Texas as well. So we're inviting all the big dogs. If you're a heavy hitter, then this is the place you got to be. Come get this money.
Okay, what's that date again? Say it again so everybody knows.
The date is October 4th, which is a Friday, which is testing soon, and the street class race. October 5th, which is going to be time trials and elimination for the other classes. And then if we need to go into Sunday, which is October 6th, we'll finish up on Sunday. We have use of the track. We are going to have vendors and food and a beer garden. I hit Sharon up with by the way, I do need to let you know this. Space is limited to the first 50 cars per class. Okay? Space is limited to the first 50 cars per class. We need to take registrations. I can give you a phone number. The number is 915-249-8195. Okay? That's the information. Okay? And then if they want to register, 915-248-6174. Either number will get them whatever they need, any information. I also just hit up Sharon on her Facebook with the like page for it. Anybody has any questions, they're more than happy to contact me in any way, shape, or form through Facebook or those numbers. And we'll help them out getting the stay. We'll help them out, you know, whatever we need. But we want to invite everybody out there. It's unfortunate we hear stories like Big Drags, but they do happen. And we've had those kind of stories here. We have a couple of races that's happened here, and everything is true, man. We got to take care of that safety. We also want to go fast, and if you can go fast, we want you to come out. It is IHIA. That's our track. Any questions, sir, that I can help you with?
Okay. I appreciate that information, man. I appreciate you coming on. And if people want to get in touch with you, give your phone number again. If you might want to get in touch with you about coming out there, give the folks your phone number again.
Yes, sir. The number for information is 915-249-8195. The driver reservations, okay, because like I said, there's only spots per class. Now, you can do two classes at the same time if you want. That's fine. You come get this money. But if you want to reserve you a spot, it's 915-248-6174. On Sharon's Facebook, and I believe on this Facebook, we sent a link to the Race Wars 2 like page. Any of you guys out there listening, and ladies, want more information, you can hit us up on Facebook. Like I said, that money is guaranteed in the bank right now. It's there. There's no excuses. You come.
$22,000.
It's $23,500 total purse, and it's in the bank. Okay, so come and get it. Anybody can hear you from just anybody can hear my voice is welcome to come and get it. We also have vendor spots if anybody's interested or any type of, vendor spots. If someone wants to come out and set up a little vendor booth, get a hold of me. We'll do that for them too.
Okay. We appreciate that. We appreciate that for most information. Yeah, I hope people listen and take a hand to it. Let's see what we
I got on in late. Where's the race at?
The race is in El Paso, Texas. West Texas. It's in El Paso Motorplex. You can find it on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. Or you can just give us a call. The phone lines will be up as early as tomorrow morning. Take all calls. And if they miss a call, leave a voicemail. They will call you back. The email.
What type shootout they having?
Okay, I have two heads-up shootout. The Outlaw, which is an 8 mile, 499 or faster. It's pretty much nitrous, turbo, supercharger, all motor, If you think you can come get this money, come get it. The only precaution is I need IHRA safety rules, because we're going to really push that as well. We also have another one with your brum, import versus domestic, for $4,000. And then we got some bracket classes that are running for $5,000 apiece. A bike class is running for $2,000, and a street class is running for $1,500.
Okay. Okay.
Anybody welcome. Just let them know how to get a hold of us. I will do my best to get them as much information as they need. My name is Sergio Morales. I'm easy to find on Facebook. I'm on Sharon's Facebook now, I believe. She seems like a real nice lady, by the way. Anything we need, anything, come on out and get this money.
Hello, Sharon.
What was that again? Hey.
Oh,
I said, I love you, Sharon.
Yeah, that's my partner over here. He thinks Sharon's the nicest thing since sliced bread.
Okay, Sharon, okay.
Let me tell you a little something. We went and we grudge matched in Houston, Texas. I don't know if anybody knows about that 8-mile track over there. But, boy, that's one of the nicest tracks we've been to. And some of the coolest cats we met. And that's why now we want to get into this grudge match. Our little Mustang has got a little something, but boy, they got some big dogs out there that I don't know. But they're all welcome. All the cats over there in Houston, Texas, I don't know if y'all remember us, little Mexican boys from West Texas, but y'all welcome to come out. And guys over at TRE, you're all welcome to come out. Rob, Belden, y'all welcome to come out. Everybody's welcome here, sir.
Oh, yeah, I remember you over in Houston. When I was talking about that car, y'all was over trying to find a race. I think y'all was first trying to get in the 490 class, then y'all tried to find a little MAC race at the end. Y'all was thinking about something. So, yeah, I remember thinking you came from El Paso with that car. Matter of fact, I made a mistake. Was that Turbo Rob or somebody in your car?
Yeah, Turbo Rob, yeah.
Yeah, I remember because he was hollering at me. I remember, yeah, that was my race I had over there. They came too. Yeah.
Well, tried out our Mustang for the first time when we got it, and
yeah.
He did a pretty good job against another Nitrous Mustang, but you guys got some big dogs, man, out there, some big dogs, so that's why we're putting up this kind of money, invite everybody to come out and see, you know, who's got what it takes, and see what we can do, and if it goes well, we'll try to do it at least twice a year for this kind of money.
Okay. Well, if y'all not doing nothing and y'all not having fun and y'all not traveling, you know what's going down, Dallas Raceway, August the 10th. It's coming up weekend, just like you saw down in Houston. It's going to be going down as well, Dallas Raceway at Crandall this weekend. So we're going to have a lot of fun again. So if you wouldn't mind making a haul.
I think we are going to try to go out there. So far, so good. All points look to it.
Okay. All right, appreciate that, though. Hang on, we're going to go to some of these other callers and see what they got coming up on the upcoming event and what's on their mind. Also, we're going to talk about, man, it's kind of going to be like a free-fall Tuesday, free-race day hype, man. I'd like to talk to all the racers who got races locked in. Man, let the people know who you are, what you got, and what's on your mind and what you're going to do to somebody. As we know, grudge racing is all about, you know, you got to have to swear, you got to be able to talk some of that smack. Hey, but you also got to be the back it up at the same time. So we're going to try to have a little fun with this today, man, to try to get people fired up, ready to go. I think that was just Tony Bynum. I know I heard on here talking to that man. So I know Tony loaded him a fast. So he was jumping on Donye again last night trying to find his third victim. He ain't quite got it locked in yet, his third victim. He said it's going to be a system anyway for the gangster boost. So, hey, Tony filed up and ready to go, so I know he's going to be shouting in a minute. Let's go and see who we got their hands up and see what they want to say. Who they got?
Okay, Batman, your mic is open. Batman, your mic is open. Okay, I'll come back to I'll come back to Batman. He must not be paying attention. Doug, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Crazy? I just want to congratulate you on another good show again, and appreciate the information. And, yeah, I feel bad for Mr. Drag, but I'm glad everything worked out okay, and I've learned a lot from all this.
Yeah, that's right, man. You hate to see stuff like that happen, but it happens. And like I say, be back. You know, people just racist. Just try to help racist. I want you to man get back. One thing is driving is safe. You got to have to talk.
Well, that's one thing about you having your good show. It put word out to some people that, you know, might not know certain things, and it kind of helped people work up and hear about the grudge thing going on, and we might get it going on a little better here, but I sure wish I was able to fly down and make some of those races, because it all sounds really good.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. We're going to try. We're aiming to have a good time. Aiming to have a good time this weekend, man. You know, a lot of action, man. Guys coming and going to be making action. We got a lot of folks around here excited, man, and they got the man lined up. So we're going to see if they're going to talk to some of the folks. And any fans out there, any young kids out there, that love the grudge racing, that might look at some of these guys and want to grow up one day and say that they want to race like these guys, they got a father that race, they want to come on and say something positive about their father, and they want to follow their footsteps. Man, we want some of these fans to get to know some of these races and give a kid a chance to talk, man, and see what it's about. So, hey, we all started this. I know I have myself many, many years ago. And when you grow up, man, you have kids, next thing your kids look you in the face, he be telling you, hey, Daddy, I want a car. Next thing you know, some of these kids end up driving. So, hey, kids, look up to this, man. So some of these people out here, they fans. But they love the drag racing game. They love what they do. And they love to see us go out there and some of the other folks pay their money and come see us do what we do. So, man, it's a way of trying to let the fans know and get to meet some of the racers and know who they are personally, what kind of car they got, and so what. So hopefully some of these guys participate. Come on here and talk about it. Okay, with that said, Doug, you ain't got nothing else. We're going to go to the next caller and see what we got.
Okay. Appreciate talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tracy. 817-3085. Your mic is open. 817-3085. Your mic is open.
Okay, go to the next caller.
Hey, hold on. I got you. I'm Michael.
What was that? Your mic is on. You got it wrong. If you didn't push the one button, it'll throw you in the queue sometimes. Just push the one button and take your hand back down. Go ahead. You want to
okay.
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I want to try to cut my mic on, but I guess since I'm on here, I guess I'll go ahead and talk about gambling. This Big Jack. I like to gamble, everybody know it. So I say what I'm going to do. I'm a robber, Tony Thornton. I like old Tony Thornton. He's a gambler. I got 500. You pick any five races Tony Thornton's fool got. I don't care what car you pick. Just pick a car to home a fast time to go against. But you got to pick five. I'm about $100 on each one of them. Come get my money. I like it. Like that.
So, Big Jack, you want a five-car lock-in, and you betting with your five cars you said from home a fast car, Tony Thornton can, right? That's what you said, right?
Yes, sir.
And you would have locked in five races if a guy picked five cars. Boy, I don't know about that, but Tony Vines on here, he's bringing about four cars, and he already got four races locked up with them four, and I know he's going to bet on himself. So, I don't know. He might get two back cars.
Tracy, you know how to get to me. You know I ain't never ran from a fight. So all you got to do is come find me. I give my 500 to you. Tell the next man to give his to you. I talk to him at the end.
Big Jack. Everybody know Big Jack. Big Jack trying to do his thing, so he trying to get something locked in on a five car deal. So, hey, Tony, go ahead, Tony. There you.
I want to know who's gonna be there Friday night. I can't wait to say it. Who's gonna be there Friday night?
Tony, I don't know. You might want to call on Mr. Thornton. He'll come Friday night. I'm sure.
Who that?
Oh, Tony Thornton, he'll come Friday night, I'm sure. I'll give him some gas money if I have to.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there Friday night, try to knock the head off. Anybody, I'm going to start the party off early.
Oh, well, see, I know they hear you, Tony. We're going to see who's going to come out the bushes. I might get off of work early to come out myself.
Was anybody got in contact, no African contact with Cornbread? He may want to do something Friday night.
I'll get in touch with him in about 20 minutes. Y'all, I'm going to release my line, Trace. I'm going to try to get in touch with Cornbread.
If you call back and you don't get in, just text me, Jack, and give me your number, and we'll get you back on the line and pull. If you can't get back
Trace,
in.
Trace, you ain't got Cornbread number?
Jerry, you got Cornbread them on the paper? Batman on here.
Right? Let me see. Tony Thorne gave me a number for Cornbread a little while back. I'll try it. In the meantime, let me see. Hold on. I got one number whose hand has been up for a minute. Let's see if he has something. 601-0056. I think that's TL. Your mic is open.
Go ahead.
601-0056. Okay, he may have hit the button. He may have hit the one button by mistake. Hold on. 832-9604. Your mic is open.
Okay,
let's
do
this.
Trey?
Batman, your mic is open.
What's up, Trey?
What up, Batman? What's that?
Man, just trying to do my thing, man. Trying to make some things out, man, you know, for your event. You know me. I'm going to help everybody out as I can with these events, man. And man, I got a phone call the other day, man. And one of the smaller cars asked me a question, which they know what my answer was going to be. They say, man, we know a lot of big cars coming, but are we going to be just as important as those big cars? I asked them. I said, well, you must didn't go to my last event, because my last event I had a lot of small cars there, not really no big cars, and I had 119 small cars there. You understand what I'm saying? So I said, you must didn't go to the last event. I said, man, one thing about this racing, man, a lot of people don't know, is that these smaller cars are just as important as these bigger cars is. And if you show up, I'm going to make you out of star, just like everybody else is. So what I'm trying to tell everybody else is not how fast you are. If you're a buzz racer, the definition of buzz racer is getting it one end to another with another guy, man, and having fun. So it's not about these big cars. It's about everybody having fun, man. You know, that's what a lot of people get it twisted up at, you know. Just because you're bad doesn't mean that you're the greatest. And just because you're slow doesn't mean that you're the slowest. You'll start everything that you do, especially with this buzz racer. Because I know what it takes to get a car from wherever you're working it at, from to the track. It's a lot of dedication to it, man. I tell people that all the time, man. But what I can say, you should have a very good event. You and Ashona are supposed to have a real good event, man. A lot of people excited, man, to go to it. Like I told everybody else, you know, I'm going to be on the mic trying to make some things happen for you, Trey. And I hope everything, you know, looks good. Like I said, I was looking at the weather, man. I was like, man, you know, it's going to be blazing, but you rather have it hot than raining, you know. So it's going to be a good turnout. And for all you guys that's coming from out of town, man, you know, y'all be safe, man. And one thing about it, man, if y'all need any help, something to Dallas, Texas, man, we're going to try to do what we can to try to help you out, man, because that's what we're about in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, like you say, man, the guys, the small guy, you got a race. You got a locked-in race. Man, even though we got some races going on with some of these 5.50 and 5.80 and 7.0, if you got a locked-in race and you got a certain time to race, the locked-in race is going to take precedent, and we're going to have the lanes closest to the fence. We're going to have the two lanes closest to the fence, which is, I believe, 1 and 2, for all grudge races, all locked-in races. Remember, man, when it gets crowded, that stage lane, we're going to try to control it. But if you got a locked-in race, go over to the two lanes closest to the fence. We designate those two lanes for the guys who got them locked-in races, so when they ready to race, we don't have to run to them through. Then they're far left two lanes closest to the fence. And when you come, if you got a time, we're going to try to get you right on up to the front. Grudge race is going to take precedent over the races because you guys be running for your money, and some of y'all got times
that y'all got to be in the lane to get that race on, and y'all got to race after that. So, hey, we're going to work this. So that's why I don't care if you got a car and it's a 7-0 car. If you grudging somebody, y'all bet money got a time, and we just let us know we gonna work you in, man. So feel free to let us know. Batman, like I say, going to be walking around with the mic, man, and he's going to shout it out to people. If I've seen us, myself, anybody that's working the event, you know, we're going to have also, I'm going to have Lorenzo working the event and working the line. I'm going to have Ben Lyden working the event with him. So any of them, Ricky Hanks, find these guys, man, and we're going to try to get you up there because you're important to us regardless of what kind of car you got. It's a grudge event, and you got locked in, man. We want to see, and people love to see people that's grudging is going at it. So, hey, don't forget, everybody's important in this grudge game. Oh, okay, Sharon, who we got next? You must be in the private room. And my screen is down.
You mean, it's on the dog. Anybody going to be there Friday night, Justin?
Yeah, we got a... We're going to be open Friday night. The track going to be open Friday night. So, I don't know. I know they got a... Friday night we're going to be at Dallas Race where it's going to be open. But I know they got something going on at Kennedy. They got a full mile race going on over there. So, I don't know if some of the guys are trying to take advantage of that track that night or not. But we will be there Friday night. So, there's some guys, they're going to be coming trying to get spots. So, if you got somebody you're looking for, particular Tony or what?
Anybody, you know, I ain't got no prejudice against anybody.
Hey, Tony, I got cornbread number. I got cornbread number, man, but I tried to call a few minutes ago. I can't get in contact with him, man. They probably out there, you know, they got a big company out there, him and the dad, man, so I'm pretty sure they probably working late right about now, but I don't know if they're going to be out there Friday. I know Saturday is, so I talked to them Sunday, and they told me they're going to be out there. What you trying to do something with? With the dealers or car again?
No, with Gainsville, too.
Okay. Well, like I said, I know
you're a good friend. You're a good friend for Cornbread.
Oh, yeah. We're all right, man. We're all right.
How good a friend y'all live?
Huh?
How good of friends y'all live?
It's not good enough to try to lock nothing in for them. Is that what you asked?
Oh, man. Look at $300 for the man. Man, we'd be happy if you don't lock me in. The man ain't going to be mad at you. Damn, you had a chance to lock 25 in. You didn't do it, man. God damn, because he ain't running but against the booth 3 times, and he already got 2 of them locked in.
You know they got to come there and dress your car down and look at it. You already know that because, you know, we seen the last Gainsville, you know what I'm saying? I knew that.
I had the Gainsville out there the same night he beat Dylan. Both cars on the same trouble.
You know they're going to check that out, man. You know that. And, you know, first thing first,
Wait. Did I say any time on this radio show that I want to test this car? Did I say that? Did I say I want to look at this car?
No, you didn't. You didn't say.
Okay, regardless. He's seen the car. He's going all the videos on TV. All the videos on the internet. He's seen the car in person. There's nothing else to see. It's a car.
You got enough on your hand right now. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, man? I got a couple of man want to do something with your old bet, man. You know, if you ain't too well out, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand that, but Cornbread, bottom boys ain't got my money. Cornbread got my money. Get a pocket.
But, you know, like I said, I can't sit here and lie to you, Jade. I'm going to lock them in for them.
You lock your $300 for them? I ain't going to lock them in for $300.
I'm not going to do none of that. You can believe that.
I thought you said you were a friend.
Let me tell you something. We are very cool. Don't get me wrong. But I have not locked nothing in this man changed his mind on that car. Not me.
He ain't gonna change his mind, man. He ain't gonna cover no $15 for that man. No, he ain't gonna change his mind by coming his own track. His back though. He ain't gonna change his mind. You know better than that.
He got enough on your plate right now. Oh man, he got enough on your plate right now.
Y'all got a street car out there?
We got some street cars in like yours. But it's a turbo.
Well, who you got there want to do something?
They got a street car, they got a turbo, got a single turbo on it. You'd like to do something with
you. No, I ain't no turbo car, man. I got a carburetor car.
You said it was a street car?
A carburetor car, man. You don't run no turbos around in the street, right? Carburetor car.
Well, I mean, most of the street cars I know, man, they're fuel injected. I'm real, man. You know, these cars are around there, they're fuel injected. What's the difference?
Yeah, I was just trying to get something locked in Friday night, man. I thought, Cornbread's coming out there Friday night.
Well, you know one thing I can admire you about, man. You like to be slick and you stay slick. But you know, you can't be slick to another channel at all, though. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that you're saying, boss. I'm just trying to get something going on Friday night. Like, I need to test, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to test with somebody.
Yeah, I want somebody to test with you, too. You know, I like to get going back down that road all tore up. You know, I like that.
Well, that's why I'm bringing more than one car. If I test one car, I got a million to go to.
No, I mean the pocketbook store. That's what I meant. I didn't mean about the car. I mean the pocketbook.
I ain't going to bet no more I'm supposed to lose. Believe that. Ain't been no more up for
two. But all God knows is a street car. He drives a car around and it's a street car. He drives around. He'll go where you go. But it just
drives. Yeah, I drive my bit. The same way I drive my bit, man. I got tag insurance and everything on it.
Yeah, he'll go where you go. Matter of fact, y'all can get out there on 175, go down 145 and come right back. He'll do the same thing you will.
Yeah, we'll probably do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that, and I'll probably do something with it.
Yeah, he'll do that with you. I promise you he will.
Are you going to have him there Friday night?
I can call him up and see what he says.
All right, man, we'll do that Friday night.
Let me ask you a question. Matter of fact, which way are you coming? Because we can stop him from 100 miles. I promise we can. And he'll drive his car. You take yours off, and he'll drive his car. Y'all go to train, and y'all going to get it on.
Yeah, probably do that, but like, laws ain't open on heavy traffic, because sometimes late evening at Friday evening be heavy traffic, you know?
Don't worry about it. You don't need no traffic. Just let me know when you come in. I'm going to make sure you get in.
All right.
Hey, we got a lot of races. We got about 16 races locked in right now. That's it. Anybody on here other than Tony got a locked in race? Hey, push the one button, man, and we want these fans to know who you are. You got a lot in race. Some of these guys don't like to talk, but we're going to try to get them to speak. So we got fans out here, and I got people asking me who is this and who is that. So push the one button. You got a lot in race. You plan on locking somebody in. Let folks know what you got and who you got locked in. I'm having a problem on my screen right now, so Jenny, you see the new hands come up. Gentlemen, I'm trying to get my screen back up. We want to talk to the folks. I'm going to name some of the locked in race you got. You got myself first off, me and Tree Man. Do our thing around 10 o'clock. But the ones who don't know, me and Tree Man have been talking about racing now for the last 2 years. And either I had a problem or he had a problem. And hopefully, Saturday night, we're going to get this thing done and let the fans see me and Tree Man turn them things blue. Okay. Also, we got Shows Up Racing with the Texas Small Block going on with Mr. Five Speed. Mr. Five Speed, supposed to come on here tonight and talk to the folks. And Tree Man is out there, and if Tree Man feel like he want to run five feet, and said he going to chop the Tree Man down, so he want him too. But Tree Man also said he want him. He'll run anybody, lot of guys, don't make no difference. So that's another big race. So folks, I want these guys to push the button to talk to the fans. You got Butler Boys going up against Tony Thorn. I hadn't heard Tony on here tonight. People always ask about Tony Thorn. Butler Boys are always going to try to make action. They came out this year with their car, and they've been making action ever since. So I believe they really want to get Tony Thorn back, because last time they had a little incident, Tony Thorn beat them. We got C-Town Tony going up against Tony Vines. C-Town Tony also in Slack Fans. Slack Fans knows that bring action everywhere they go. He's going to try to make a race. So come on, talk to the fans a little bit and let the fans know who you are. Then we got Kenny Duke.
going against prime time again. Prime time is supposed to make this race happen. C-Town Tony going up against Nightmare. That's a race that Nightmare been looking for a race. They couldn't find a race, so hey, some kind of way he got C-Town Tony. They decided to lock in. We're waiting on Nightmare. Said he also going to look at that gangster boot ball when he get here. He ain't sure what it looked like, and Tony, you might want to look at him. Y'all might have made something happen. I know you say you got big ties and Willie Boys. You know ahead of time when you come to Texas, that's what you got to do. These guys out here got big ties and Willie Boys, but you done ran them a pole and you publicly run them again. So that might be something that makes it. Got Big Jake. Everybody on the East Coast know Big Jake. Big Jake stay on Grudge Race and Boys stirring stuff up. He locked in with prime time too. So that would be a good one. Big Jake taking that silver Camaro going up against the prime time called free car, that Corvette Jody. So hey, it's going to be interesting to see that race go down. Then we have a supposed to be a five-car lockup with ATI, Maggie, and Paul going up against the Hitman Squad out of Louisiana. I happen to be in Louisiana this weekend at Boone's Race, and I happen to see pretty nice in Corvette there. They got, I guess this guy that was in Corvette. Car run pretty good, man, a Moe Jeezy or something like this. So I don't know if Boone is on here and want to tell me about that gut race. Those are pretty nice street cars. Then we got Cowboy at Wheel. Got a home of fast cars. Do Big Jake is on his jacket on there talking about something. He wants a 5-car lockup. Can anything out of home of fast cars count? He got 5 cars. He gonna bet 100 on each one. Well, Cowboy's going up to Easy D on the Sweet Cowboy. Then again, you got Black Kid and Cold Smoke from Longview. They coming into town to do their thing and see if they can go down on Slack Fans. Easy D gonna step up and try Slack Fans too. Boy, Slack Fans is making action. One thing about Slack Fans, he feel like he got a chance, he gonna talk into some kind of race. He gonna do his thing. Then we got Flip. Flip got that nice Nova. He gonna be trying to put Easy D up on this bill. So it's another race, man. Y'all guys push the one button. Come on here and talk to the fans. Cowboy and Flip going to also go in it. They already locked in. Then we're waiting. We got Blind Eye Killer before we run a Nate from North Carolina. We're still working on that deal, running to a few snags, but we're trying to see if it's going to happen. Right now, their money's still locked up. But, hey, Nate's supposed to come with that small block car against the Blind Eye Killer from Houston. So, hey, man, there's a lot of folks, man, that got locked in racing. As you know, once you get to the track, a lot of stuff gets stirred up. You never know what you're going to see, who going to do what. So, man, it's just a good thing. Darren, hey, guys, push the one button. Let some of the fans who pay to come see you guys have a chance maybe to talk to you, maybe ask some questions or what. We just want fans to participate and get to know who these racers are. Darren, I can't see the screen right now, so if we got any hands, I'm going to let you go and get the hands up.
Redmond,
your mic is open.
Okay. Hey, Tracy. Start. Uh-huh. Tracy, this is Mr. Five. This is Mr. Five. I've been waiting around to see if Peanut was going to call in. I don't know why he's scared to get on the radio now. He's scared to get on the radio.
Hold on, Tracy, I don't hear him now.
What is it? I ain't heard him out there listening for an hour. I ain't heard him say nothing yet. He better not say nothing. I didn't say anything. He better be quiet. The principal in the office now. The principal in the room now. The principal in the room, so he better be quiet. He better not say nothing. And I don't know if I'm scared to come to Texas now. Y'all got been a lot of shit out there. Obama might be still looking for us. Yeah. y'all say I got been a lot running around out there. I don't want to get struck by no drone missile. Like, boy, I tell you what, it's gonna be on this Saturday night, this Saturday evening. He just don't know what he done got himself into. You ever heard of you? He done stepped back in it. And he done slipped back, slipped and fell in it. What he done did? That wouldn't have happened. But you know what? I can't wait to come out there because Peter, y'all are almost too nice to be good racing. Y'all been too nice to me. I'm sorry. I feel bad trying to come out there running. But I'm going to have to do it. I got to do it to you because Peter, when I'm coming up with something, he got a GTO.
a number one GPO in the country. And at that size winning goat I got over here in Alabama. They were one goat in Alabama and one goat in the country. And that size winning goat I got over here in Alabama. And like I said, when I come out there this Saturday, then I think I Alan Robbins. When I leave Texas, it's going to be Alan Kick. Because Alabama going to get in the house. I'm gonna be the mixed breed, crossbreed, and everything else before I leave them. Don't come out here and get no surprise now. Let me tell you something. What tree, man? Y'all remember, and another thing, you know how they take them trees, how they do, when they don't want the squirrels and the animal going up in the tree, they get up there about 6 or 7 feet on the tree and wrap that same steel around the tree up there and leave the trunk open, but the squirrel can't get to the top. If y'all want to save the tree, man, y'all better get that standing steel and wrap it all the way down to the ground, down into the trunk. And I'm cutting below the dirt. I'm cutting down to the roots. I'm going to cut that tree down. That tree man get in the way. Y'all going to hear someone holler, timber! I'm cutting below the roots, God dang
it. Man, tree man ain't going to let you talk to him like that, man.
He can't do nothing about it. That's one thing about it. He can't do nothing about it. When I come out there, I'm all up shaking in the boots. When I get through with Peter, by the time I get my car back to trail, Tree Man going to be loaded up and gone. I'm going to make Tree Man lead the track.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I'm talking
to
man talk like that.
These guys in Texas not going to let you do them the way you say you're going to do them. You can believe that.
That's the only chair I'm getting to a goat this week, I'm telling you.
Oh, that long chair, that long chair, the goat got it. See, I don't know what kind of goat that one ties to the tree with a rope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The goat I got, you can't tie it to nothing with a rope. The goat I got threw to a chew through barbed wire steel. You talking about a rope? How you gonna tie a goat up with a rope?
Somebody else had the goat tied up to the rope. I guess it got all tangled up, but I helped him out. So that's the only goat I can help
you with. You ain't got to help my goat. You tie my goat up. You can wrap my goat up like a mummy in a rope. And give it 5 minutes. They'll be walking around kicking the back leg, talking about, I'm bad. I'm bad. You better eat that rope. You better eat the rope. You don't tie my goat up with no rope, man. I can tell you some things.
I ain't tired of it. Nobody else had it. Get some message that him tired of it. I know he got wrapped up. I wouldn't say his life. Yeah. I wouldn't say his life.
I done did it now. I done did it now. I got the man on the phone.
Yeah, you done it. You know you ain't got to.
I know if I talk enough, well, see, that's what I do. I stir up some mess anywhere I go. I stir up a mess. See, I might be looking at you, Peter. I believe I'm looking at you right now. You just don't know it. I'm figuring out where you at. I'm watching you. I'm watching you, Peter. Go ahead, Peanut. You got the flow. Come on now. Don't choke up on us, man. If you got to represent Texas, man. You're gonna be out of Texas when I leave, man. Come on. Yeah, get him back on. Get open mic back up.
He's still on. He is still on, but he's working. So you know, kind of give him a minute.
Okay. I took off work so I could get on this show. I probably still at work myself. I took off work so I can get on the show to make sure
Miss
I ain't
Poppy,
missing
we appreciate you coming down here, man. We know there's a lot of cowards that way where you at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
at least
but
you
I ain't
trying to
be
a coward.
I ain't never no coward. Let me tell you something. I come to Timbuktu for a good race. And then, you know, Peter and Tracy, like I said, they're two of the best guys I've ever met in this blood game. They're almost too damn nice. It's hard to say anything because they're too damn nice. But I got to have that tail, man. I'm gonna come to give me some tail. I don't care what nobody said. We might be friends. We're gonna sit out and eat some barbecue or eat some white donuts. I feel whatever. If I win, I'm gonna still eat some white donuts.
But you know what you always said, though, don't you? You got a brain tail to get there, right? Now, you remember your saying now.
I remember your saying. Peter, get what? If you didn't have no tail out there for me to get, I wouldn't be coming. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have that, I wouldn't be coming. So I know you got something to get, man. I know you got something to get. So I got to bring some to get some. I'm bringing some to.
Yes, sir.
I'm bringing some. Yes, sir. I got some to get some. Have a
good
one. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Godspeed.
Yeah.
You know, boy, he never taught me how to bend over.
I've been over from the front. I can't bend over from the back.
I've been
over from the front. Oh. Why I tell you what?
All right.
It's going to be on this Saturday. I can't wait. I wish
and
I had the car waiting on
you. It's 5 feet. I'm tired of waiting on you. You want me to send a jet to get the car?
Yeah, you need to send a jet over there to get it. Get it over there. It's bagged up in the driveway right back there. It's ready to go. Goddamn. Gassed up, fuel up, everything. I got to call the boys and tell them to come on. They gonna bring it over in here. But you know what? I'm gonna be eating it. Yeah, to show solidarity to the one I be the tour. Who tell I be the tour? Cause I ain't gonna be the one that. You can bet your last quarter that I ain't gonna be the one to get whooped to come and say it now.
I just can't see you going through all these guys in Texas like that in one day, man. I can't see you doing it.
Let me tell you something. I go through, God dang, just like you talking about Bin Laden down there. I've been had Bin Laden. I'm going to bring Bin Laden back with me. Don Hunter Bin Laden down there. I'm going to bring Bin Laden back with me. I don't have him. I'm going to deliver him to the White House. I'm going to bring him back to Alabama and deliver him to the White House. You know, I got a mango, a mingo. I got a five when it go. Every time I walk down the garage, I hear something up in that car. I'm bad. Yeah, bro.
That's true. Back in the day, a lot of people thought Tyson couldn't get whooped. He wanted to fight.
That's what they do. Let me do it. I see that little guy. Mike Tyson just caught on. He didn't call all too late. So they go there and biting all the time. See, that was no good at biting that. Biting and bucking. Bucking and biting. Bucking until you get down and go to biting on your hand. You can't have that, man. Man, y'all just don't know. I love this stuff. I can't wait to come to Texas. Y'all gonna make me come out to Texas 2 or 3 times a year. Me and Tony Bryan gonna have to get up a big type of trailer so we can put all these cars in there. I wish I had my Cavalier. I wish I had that Cavalier in it too. So I bring that Cavalier,
man.
man.
You won, right? You won,
y'all
right?
Won. Y'all won.
Man, they told me that. This is what I hear. I don't want to hear that dumbass, man. They tell me this man, they said all that he good for is a chicken, but they say he will not finish the race. Is that true, man? I don't know if you get him. He don't like to nobody to drag him from the finish line. He don't like nobody to drag him. If you get in front of him and he see he get out running, he'll quit that. He'll quit. He will do that.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, man. If you leave him at the 3:30, and he don't see when he's going to come back around you, he going to let you go.
Wait a minute, Batman. You asked something, Batman, and Mr. 5 answered it. But that ain't right, Mr. 5 Speed, without having Michael here defend himself with that safety letter.
You're right, but
you don't say that. I don't say that. Now, you tell him from your side that you have to do in front of Mike don't quit. You made the statement he don't be drug across the finish line. I saw you do your thing in Alabama. You did your thing, and you won and had to go out and see you. But I think Mike might have another story. Batman likes to ask Mike Sherry. Did you get Mike on the phone? Let him defend himself. So the fire, he said he don't like to get drugged.
He don't like to get drunk on the finish line.
he'll let you go. He'll quit and let you go. He don't let you drag him across the finish line.
Cause you was dragging him when you said that, right?
Yeah. And he'll quit. He'll leave it alone, then he'll let it go. If you're up for you, let you drag him across the finish line.
If he don't feel like he got a chance to come around, he'll stay in it. But if he don't feel like he got a chance to come around, he's gonna let you go.
Mike,
what's your response to everybody out here about that? What's your response?
Well, I mean, that's a good point. If you can't get back around, ain't that wrong letting a man go? But hell, I don't do the, you know what I mean? If you talking about like me and Edmund Kate, hell, I had to live because my car moved around. I ain't gonna tear it up on nobody. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't gonna tear it up. But I mean, hell, if it's over with, why not?
He didn't say that all the time.
Oh hell no! if you feel like the race over with and you can't catch him, why take a chance at tearing up extra cars to cost you extra money? If you can't catch him.
If he feel like he can't come back now, he gonna let you go.
And I got out there in the middle of the track, and I about 150 feet, I shook, so I throw it through it. And then he finally made a move about 500 feet. I said, fuck it, I can't get back around that big motherfucker over there. So I damn let him go. I quit. I knew I had my shit tuned up, so I burned it up. Well, I burned it up, you know, I tear it up. So when it ain't no catching up.
Well, you know, the question was asked, Mike. Let me tell you something. Hey, man, you're all right in my book. Don't get me wrong. I like your car. I like your style. You're a cool cat to me. You know what I'm saying? But the question was asked me, and I was like, I couldn't believe that. You know what I'm saying? Because a friend of mine asked me about it. So I asked Tracy about it. And Tracy, well, let me talk to him. Let's just try to get him on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know myself whether that way. But now since you said what you said, it makes sense what you're saying. If you can't outrun the guy, you just don't get out your car. I can understand that.
You don't know you can't catch no man. I mean, when you pass that about 400 feet mark, you know if it's over with or not. Then you know what I'm saying. If somebody accelerating away from you, then hell, you might well live. Now if you sitting there making ground, hell no, I ain't gonna live. If I feel like I'm gonna catch him, if I feel like I got an opportunity to catch a man out of his life, hell no, I ain't gonna live. I ain't gonna pick my foot up.
Well, you know, that's the reason why I was asked. You know, I was like, well, you know, I like to ask you myself, and, you know, I don't like to hide behind nobody. I ask you myself. I appreciate you getting on the line and clearing that matter up. You know what I'm saying? But I understand what you're saying, you know. But there's a lot of guys around here that I guess they feel like, you know, you're one of the guys got a nice car around here. I guess they feel like, you know, in a different way. Is that, you know, as far as you saying what you're saying now compared to what a person was thinking about it? You know what I'm saying? I said, I don't sound like him, but, you know, there's a question needs to be asked, so we asked. I appreciate the
answer.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Hey, he ain't saying that wrong, man. Mike said, goddamn, man, if he ain't got him, if he ain't going to get there, he going to live and let him go at all. Like he said, shit, he knows he can goddamn go around the motherfucker, man. It makes sense for the 5 feet, sir. It makes sense for my heater feet.
Go ahead.
Yeah, don't worry. This business coming on Mr. 5 feet. You might hear about it. Mike said it's true. It really with Mr. 5 feet said it was the same thing what Mike would do. You know, it makes sense, man. I was on the board, man.
Yeah, you can't argue with that. I mean, like the Mike said, hell, the guy he in front of the guy passed.
Yeah.
He go ahead, he topped out, and that guy still pulling. See, what he said was really the best down for the gear. That way he ain't putting no wear down on his part, taking a chance on hurting that thing right at the end. So, he's saying it, looking at the way he's saying it, you know, which actually makes the most sense, especially for a low-budget racer. Now, we know some of the other guys, y'all know we're in it, but, you know, for a low-budget person trying to save his shit, you know, hey, to me, really the smartest thing to do. Don't give it up, you done already passed. So. Yeah, you can respect that. That's a good answer. Like that, Evan said what he said, and then Mike,
came on here and cleared up the reason why he do it. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. So, you know, you got some guys on that anyway. But, you know, hey, when you are kind of low-budget type race, you're going to try to get as much as you can and save your shit as much as you can. So, hey, that's my question. I just wanted the people to know, Mike, and now you're on here and let you be able to say what you just said. So now people make that statement that people hear. Now you have a clear understanding of the reason why. Hey, it makes sense. And a lot of guys might say, you know what, that's a smart thing. I didn't think about it that way. Why?
Hold on, at the same time now, but when you're grudge racing, you got to make shit sound good now. You know, I'm gonna change it around. I'm gonna say I made it and quit. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I win, I'm gonna say I made it and quit. You know what I'm saying? You know, he tell you, you asked the wrong damn question anyway, see.
So right now, all these folks out here that's got this kind of fool, all these folks out here don't know you a whole lot, don't know Mike Hill a whole lot at this race. Some of these girls have never seen y'all's car other than on YouTube. So, is it fair to say right now, you said the last race that I've seen you and Mike race, which is Birmingham, are you saying that you made Mike quit?
Yeah, I made him quit. I know what I'm saying. I'm changing it around. I told the truth, Aaron, but now I'm going to tell him where our brother is supposed to tell it. God damn it, I made him quit. I was out there in front, but he couldn't be, he knew he wasn't going to come back around me, so I made him quit. He had no reason, but he couldn't get back around me without tearing up his car, so I made him quit. That was supposed to be right there, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Phillips Pete, and you know what? I don't really know Mike Hill like that, so I was taking in that aspect, but really, talk, you really saying what it's supposed to be. I tore that ass up, and he ain't coming back. You sure right.
Hey,
hold on now.
You said he tore that ass up, and he ain't coming back.
No, you said that wrong, that car. He going to be back. We going to do it again.
The big dog thing, that big raid, that big promo thing is October 11th, 12th, and then the year in finale, November 7th.
Well, you know, let me tell you something right here. I'm really getting sick of Mr. Five, but he make my stomach hurt saying how tough he is. There ain't nobody stopped him. But I know there's some guys in Texas this Saturday going to try to stop him, and I'm going to make sure I'm going to put him in the literature before he leave here.
Well, you know, I mean... Well, I mean, you know, I can't. If, when he comes to Texas, I can't do nothing but root for him. I gotta be honest. I gotta root for him when he's in Texas now. But you know, he on his end, he get his ass lifted any day. You know.
What?
But I gotta root for him. I gotta root for home team when he come out that way.
Well, you make sure it is okay. I got a body bag. I'm gonna send it back in. And you pick it up from the airport for me.
I'm gonna start. Mike done said something. Mike say, you know, when he comes to Texas, he got a roof for him. Now, Mike a bad boy. You can't take nothing from Mike a bad boy. But hold on. Mike made that statement. Now, we got the Texas smile block on the peanut. You have peanut. If peanut ain't fell off it.
No, he ain't fell off. Peanut know when to be quiet. The big dog on the phone right now.
Mike coming out here to Texas, Mike said Emma's gonna tie ass up and he's rooting for him.
Nah, I said I'm rooting for the home team.
You
put
the Texas
team,
you know.
Hey, Peanut, you got
to
take the small block, right?
Right.
We ain't never had Mike on here for you to say nothing to him. Now, you got to take the small block, right?
Yes, sir.
Edmund is a bad boy, and we know Mike a bad boy. We can't take nothing for him. But what did you tell me one day about that damn Texas small block? And Mike Hill.
I ain't bought no Mike Hill Hill.
Mike, what is a blow call? Mike, 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 he got one of them sons, Simmons, Hemi, they call it Blue GTO.
Yeah,
we'll run
him all day long, too.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get that opportunity all day long, too.
I'm trying to get him to come over here on the September the 14th. We're going to have one in Jackson. Might be still having a race in Jackson on the 14th of September.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on September the 14th, I'm going to get him over here. He's coming over here. We're going to have a big time shootout. Everybody put in a $1,000. We're going to put up 10, and then everybody's track put up 10, and everybody put in a $1,000 piece. And we're going to run through it. We're going to see what that ticks is small. But I'm going to try not to hurt him too bad when I come out there. I don't want to discourage him. I don't want to hurt him too bad when I come out there.
You can't discourage me. All you're going to do is tell me to come on down there and whoop. If you whoop me while I'm here, you just going to tell me to come whoop Mike Hill and your ass at the same time.
Say, five speed.
You ain't told me nothing about that. I guess you ain't want me to be there, did you, man?
Texas, I don't know the weather, but I be feeling like Texas, like Florida, you know.
like it may Trace, you do your race in April. I think that's good time when it ain't so hot to be on the highways and stuff like that. You know, we need to get together and come up.
Ain't a bad mother come down here.
What is that?
Yeah,
we
get on
the board.
Say it again. I say bring them bad ass big time cars down here, bad motherfuckers.
Who is this?
It's Brunel, Potomac.
Oh, but okay. Yeah, Mike, we definitely need to get on something because, you know, like I say, we got guys that come out there with big time cars, and we just got to find a place, and I'm going to be working on it, and, you know, we'll put something together and come out here because I'd like to get some out here. You know, we do it, that one early, and I know, you know, we had an issue, you know, before we talked about what the deal was, and I also do one late in the year, early part of December, so before the Florida race, so. Yeah, I mean, guys like to see some of the big tire cars, you know, because we ain't had no problem coming out that way with what we got, you know, small tire and big tire cars and back half. So we definitely come that way. So we'll talk about the mic on that, though. You know,
okay.
Have to be out here this weekend and he'll see how that track is. You know, he'll see what he think about it. And, you know, it's other places around here also. So we'll talk about them.
Mike Hill, one thing about Texas, Mike Hill, though, hell, man, in Dallas, Texas, man, just in Dallas, Texas alone, they ain't talking about Houston, Texas. Man, we raced down there 12 months out of the whole year, man. I mean,
oh, real?
Yeah, we got some good weather down here, man. It stay more dry than rain down here, man. And when it's hot, it's hot in the motherfucker. You definitely get the devil beside you.
Yeah,
so
that's the only part. We, you know, sometimes traveling, only just traveling in the heat.
I promise you, most of our tracks, we got just in Dallas, Texas alone, man. We got at least 5 or 6 tracks around here, man. We race down there. Man, I promise you, we race 95% of the year, man. And that's no bullshit.
Yeah. We'll get to go with Tracy and see if we can't come up with some good scheduling where we can try to all make it up.
We got a lot of cars that we can bring out, you know, so all the way from the street cars all the way up to the pro big time cars, you know. And then, like, who was on that earlier tonight talking about, you know, the zip tie car guys saying they're going to be just importing the big tie car. If you got a good race car, you just as important, it ain't a street car to drive through the gate. He's just as important as I am, you know. That's the way I feel about it. If he got a locked in race, you know what I'm saying? They need a lane to come around and they need their time. That's what road racing about. It's for the little guys, you know what I'm saying? That's what road race come from, the low budget little guys, you know what I'm saying? That's what road race started from. Everybody wanna be like they star that they see on TV. They want that fame that they see that these racers get that's on TV, that's on NHRA, IHRA or whatever. You know, they're basically imitating. So then there's a level of fame for everybody, you know. And so,
it's on a smaller level, man.
It's on a smaller level. I'm talking, but it's a big thing, but on a small budget, you know what I'm saying? It'd be just a
Hey, Mike.
Yo. And for the record, Mike, in Dallas, Texas, long man, we got 250 grudge cars in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
And love the race. You know what I'm saying? If it's guys out there that got smaller cars that want to come out, trust me, man, we got enough to feed the needy, man. You can believe that. And I ain't just talking about Houston, Texas. I'm talking about just in Dallas, Texas alone, man.
Well, I definitely got to get out there because I know, hell, we was in Memphis. We give night and then got out the truck. They were like, man, we hear you want to run. I said, man, I ain't talking about racing. I ain't gonna lie. Some Texas boys told us they said, we want y'all to come out there and whoop some of them Texas boys there. They be talking shit. They said, man, they said, Roy, they ain't be talking cash shit. I said, man, Roy quiet. Roy don't talk. They said, bullshit. They said, Roy be talking cash shit. I said, Roy don't be talking no trash. I said, Roy quiet man. This shit.
Say all bullshit aside, I believe that. Some of them, you probably do got 2 or 3 of them Texas haters that are trying to get us knocked off down here.
Oh, I'm dead ass for real now. They did.
Yeah, a couple of them.
They was at the ADR this week, Mike.
Yeah, you know, there's a few people came out, man. There were people from all over there that weekend. Yeah. I was like, man, y'all need to come on out there and whoop them boys. I was like, damn, for real? We be talking trash about beating on y'all, so.
I'm a bad man now. I don't care. I ain't patting myself on the shoulder. I'm a bad
myself. And you're talking about patting yourself on the shoulder, pulling your own chain, or whatever they call it. I'm bragging on me, because I know I'm a bad man. I ain't saying it because somebody else did it. I'm saying it because I know it. I know I'm a bad man. Now, you might get whooped, man. I ain't saying I can't be whooped. But that thing, you're going to have to come with it.
Who drives Peanut's car, Tommy?
Don't be talking about you ain't hating on Peanut. Peanut drives an old car. I drive my old car. Mike, he'll drive his own car.
Well, I mean, I ain't said a man can't drive. I ain't never seen it in my life.
Tracy drives his own car. Roy James, he just ain't got no lip. Ain't got no ball. Shit, he can drive his own car. Russ like me, he said he see that motherfucker go down through there, man.
Tinka's not going to say anything. You have, well, they took their hand. No, there was a hand up, but it went right back down. Sorry.
Okay, yes, Steve. What else on your mind, Steve? Steve, what else on your mind? Okay, I guess he's gone. Okay. Hey, we're up, man. Look, we're running up on that hour, so
oh,
we appreciate
that. Tracy, hold on. That hand went
right
back up. I don't know. Hold on. The hand went right back up. Hold on. 469, 4319.
Hey, Tracy.
49.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Black from Dallas. I ain't never met Mr. Five Speed, but Mr. Five Speed, I'm going with the home team.
Yeah, you're supposed to go to the home team. You know what? I wonder why people say that, because if you don't go with the home team, who can you go with? You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to go with your home team. That's what makes this thing what it is. Everybody can't be for 5 feet. Everybody can't be for
Mr. 5 feet. You know? you from Alabama?
I'm from Alabama.
You know, Texas, we believe in electrocution down here.
And when I come down there, I'm going to probably do something to warrant me being electrocuted. But I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do something so unspeakable, they ain't got no punishment for what I'm going to do when I come to
We'll put you in an electric chair down here.
I'm going to do something that, I'm going to do something y'all don't want to do something even, because y'all don't want to do more than put electrocute me. Y'all ain't gonna want to put the electric in. That ain't gonna be too good for them. Y'all don't want to do something. I'm gonna do something to make you want to come up with a new law. I'll make you come up with something else, a new form of execution. Y'all have to come up with a new form of execution when I come through there. Because I'm gonna do some unspeakable stuff when I come through there. Like what I tell you, man. Mark my words.
Hey. Peanut, this is Black. Give me a call. I really need to talk to you.
Talk to him on the show. I want to hear what y'all got to say.
I want to hear our personal
conversation.
Huh? Peanut's on mute.
He on here.
Well, Peanut, my number 469. Let me talk to you about Adele. 469-258-4319.
Sharon, I'm on mute because I'm working. Sharon, just get his number. I called him. I'm working, man.
I got
they got
it.
Me out here strung out right now. All right. Hey, Peanut, put me on three-way when you call him, Peanut, because I'm going to hear what y'all got to say. He's going to be about me. He's going to be about me. I don't care what he says. He might say this about something else. It's about me.
Now, ain't about you, 5 feet. It's serious about one of his family members.
Oh, man, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just joking.
Hey, 5 feet. I'm going to make sure when you eat them donuts, I'm going to make sure when you eat them powdered donuts, ain't no milk, no water, no nothing around. You're going to be looking for it. I'm going to make sure ain't nothing around.
All right, don't let it be that way. Hold on. You know what, Batman? That wasn't going to happen. You go eat the Batman donuts. They ain't got to eat them. Make you eat the donuts, goddamn.
Yeah, baby.
Make you have a fucking egg, goddamn. Make you eat the donuts, man. If I want Peter, they got to eat those donuts. They got to eat those donuts. I'll make Batman eat the donuts. I'm looking for you.
I'm making sure I have them, too. I might go and get my mom and make a deal with your neck.
Oh, man, you need to know that. Everybody can feel it. Oh, you get out there with the sunlight, everybody can feel it. You need to find a donut.
We got a bunch of fun, Saturday, man. It's going to be a bunch of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be some fun. It's going to be some fun. I can tell that when I talked to Peanut and all the boys and Street Man and everybody up in Rockin' Hell. I knew it was gonna be some fun, just talking to the guys. You know, I got to meet everybody together and see how y'all roll, man. Y'all roll. Y'all, I like the way y'all roll, man. Y'all being a big team, y'all represent wherever y'all go. And you can't meet a better group of guys. You know, everybody I talk to, man. You know, hey, listen, we good racing, but guess what? We all still friends. You know, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh yeah, man. Like I tell people all the time, man, you know, we like a bunch of pit bulls, man, you know what I'm saying? We all engaged. We don't bite on each other, man. Like
right.
I tell everybody else, man, you know, I got a car myself. I tell all my friends, hey, man, look here, man, you take the chain off me, I'm going to bite up everything in the yard. I ain't going to even lie to you.
Yes, sir. Put them everything in the yard. Yes, sir, man. But on a serious note, man, everybody, I hate to hear what happened to one of our partners, Big Drag, over the weekend. You know, he had a bad mishap there with his vehicle, got burned up at a race and stuff. And I noticed Tracy, you had sent out a text today talking about safety and this and that and other. You know, everybody needs to be safe. You need to think about that. You know, anything can happen with these cars. So, you know, just do everything within your power to make your car as safe as possible for you, your driver, whoever's involved. You know, that go all the way back to the pits. You know, you can have an accident in the pit. You know, have an accident at the trailer. Pay attention to your nitrous balls. You know, pay attention to where you lay your fuel and stuff. You know, where you store your fuel and all kind of stuff. You know, everybody needs to be more conscious safety wise when it's when it comes out in this race, you know, because anything can happen at any time, you know. So, but at any rate, I think we're going to have a good time out here in Texas this weekend. I wish that we could have more people there. We will have, I believe it's going to be a good turnout, you know. I've heard some guys.
Yeah, man, if you need places. Anything, man, come to Texas, man, you know, like I said, I'm in Dallas, Texas. I know Tracy's in Austin. He'll be here, you know. Early, man. If you need anything, you know, trailer, anything, parts, anything, man, give me a holler, man. I don't mind helping, man. I know everything about Dallas. That's my hometown, man. That's what I do, man. You know, if you need, you know, because I know it's going to be hot, man. It's supposed to be 98 to 100 degrees, man, you know. So,
right.
Like I said, I know them trailers will pop some tires unless you got some May pops on that motherfucker. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? But I know they will pop some tires.
I was in Texas before, man. My father came to Texas one time about 4 years ago, and all the guys that didn't have no real tires, you know, you got to have the right equipment coming out to cross that 20 or 10 or whichever way, and you coming out that way. I think I'm prepared for it. You know, I try to run the right equipment, you know, and I travel a lot, you know.
Right.
Anybody that travel a lot, you know, they know that you got to have
it. If you need anything, man, just holler at me. Like I said, man, you know, like I said, Trace, be there, I'll be there, man. You know, if you need anything, you know, within the vicinity, man, just holler at me, man. I'll try to do anything about it, man, because I appreciate you coming out. You know, you and Trace hooked up and try to get up, you know, like I said, a lot of guys see you on the videos, man, you know, like you're a good guy, man, cool dude. You know, I've been checking y'all out for a while, man. You know, glad to see y'all coming this way, man, trying to make some things, some action happen down this way. A lot of guys know what they didn't understand about Texas, though, man. Texas always been tough for many a years, man, 5 feet. And like I said, man, we've been grudging at his finest. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of these guys, you know, they started to come out, the Jekyll guys, they start to go out, man. And they done been out, Roy Dane done been out 4 or 5 times, 6 times to other states, man. And, you know, I think it's all proud. Guys come back this way and show us some love just as well, man, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're right. But, like I said, when I got to meet all the guys, I met Tracy before and stuff, and we talked about it. And I got with my partners, and we just made a commitment that, you know, this is which way we were going, you know. We hadn't been out there in a while. We coming that way, so, you know. And I try to go where action is, you know. And they offer some action, and that thing, and that what I love some action, so. And I don't think I'm coming on too big. I know some bad out there. I know I'm coming out there.
New York, they say they the toughest, and North Carolina, they the toughest. But to me, you know, just like what you do, man, you know, if you say you're the toughest, you'll travel and see if you is the toughest in the world.
We're going to find out, man. If you say something I don't like, I'm gonna find out how big a boy you are. You know what I'm saying? Like the comedian said, how big a boy are you? I'm gonna find out how big a boy are you. If you say something to me I don't like, we need to find out. Get in that other lane over there. Get in that box. Get your ass in that box over there. Get in that water box. And let's find out who the baddest man. That's what I tell them. That's what you tell them. You get in that water box. Stay into that water box. That's what I tell them. Just get to that water box. You might whoop me. But I guarantee you're going to know you've been in a struggle. You're going to have some bruises on you, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, sure. You got another hand? Got someone? I keep getting a text. Tika saying his hand that we talking about. I don't hear it. I guess you want to say
okay,
something. You
so
got another hand?
I've got a hand, and then I'm going to go to Tinker, but I opened Tinker up a few minutes ago, and he had some background noise, so I didn't want that background noise going on when people were trying to talk. I'm going to open up one other mic, and then I'll open up Tinker. I mean, I don't know why he's having a problem.
Okay. Now
click,
you got to do
click,
push it down.
Click.
Stop buzzing.
Click.
Well,
your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh, ain't nothing to it, man. Hey, man, I'm looking forward to the race coming this weekend. Looking forward to all the good races. I've been listening. I know we're going to have a real good time. But, man, I'm looking forward to seeing that night now, man.
You're looking to run it.
Nah, ain't going no running. I'm looking to see it run.
Against
C-10
Tony.
Do what now?
You, a nightmare running CT locked in with C-10 Tony.
Yeah, I know. I said I'm looking forward to seeing that nightmare run.
That's a fan, Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, man, I hope it looks like see you in the house. I hope you have a good time. We got a lot of locked-in races, man. Hey, you know, like I said, it's going to be a little hot. We're going to try to let things cool off. I just opened the gates early to get people in. We got people traveling from a long way. Just give them a time to at least come on in the gate. But, hey, you know how it is when the sun go down a little bit. We don't really have a curfew out there. We can kind of go late. But, hey, when the sun comes down, man, things ought to come around. So people just be patient with the heat. They know it's coming to Texas. This time of year is always hot. But anybody else, hey, when the sun go down. What's that?
How late y'all gonna be there?
We gonna be there. I know at least at 2:00.
Oh, okay.
God damn.
What's going on, Trace?
What's going on, man?
She got it. Hey, I know it's early that Steve came out and called me. I'm glad he called me out on the show. Are you still out there?
Oh, man.
Steve.
Hold on a second, Trace. I'm trying to find that background noise.
It's Steve. Yes. You got your ears on? Come on.
Hey, what's up, Tinker?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm glad you got on the show, man. I know earlier I heard through the grapevine that you told somebody that your Uncle Larry wanted to do something with me, and I said, you know, he said he's bringing it up, so we need to unlock it in, lock something down with me and Larry, you know, because I heard that, you know, you told somebody that, you know, so let's go on. Is he bragging now or what?
No. I was just calling you to see what was going on with that old.
Yeah, I got together because somebody told me your Uncle Larry wanted to do something. You wouldn't told somebody that your Uncle Larry wanted to do something with me. I didn't know how true it was. I mean, I've been hearing this pretty regular now.
No. That's old news, right? I was calling to see if you was ready. Had that car running, man. Wanted to do something, man. Went up down that Little River, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You told somebody about your Uncle Larry. That's why I'm glad you called me out so we don't confirm that little issue.
No, or I can't speak up on that because I ain't spoke to him in a while. I just want to make sure it's up and running. Like, I ain't been seeing you around and stuff, so I guess I'm going to find that out. You just hold on right quick, and I'll get right back with you, huh?
Yeah, go and find that out, man, because, you know, I got the word that, you know, you brought somebody's attention earlier, and I said, well, let me ask him, you know, get him on the show. You know, he called me out. I said, okay, well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a bet. I'll get back with you. Oops,
all right, buddy.
Let's do something, man.
What's that? Couldn't he break it up? What's that?
They're trying to do something, tell him.
All right. Hey, man, go ahead.
Tracy, you got one more hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
Yvette, your mic is open.
Hi, Tracy. This is Yvette. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm just calling to say thank you for showing your support for Boom on Wheels in Louisiana, and also for WIT and the 901 Boys in Holly Springs, Mississippi. I'm sure you're going to put on a great show Saturday. My girlfriends and I will be looking forward to seeing how good the show is going to be because you always bring a lot of action. So once again, thank you for showing your support, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Okay. Who is that?
This is Yvette.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it. Hey, thank you. I'll see that.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Any more hands?
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, well, man, it's been a good show, man. A lot of actions come this weekend, and we're going to go out and do what we do, and I want everybody to be safe and travel. And with that said, man, we're going to go share and do the last calls. We're going to get out of here.
Hey Tracy, before we get out of here, Five Speed, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone. I'm telling you.
Okay, I done figured it out, man. It's Batman. What I'm going to give you, man, if I put you in that chair, I'm going to give you a bowl of chilling so you can sweat, man.
No, man, man, no, you ain't gonna do no damn racing yourself.
You get your bowl of chillin', man, so you can sweat when you get into that seat, man.
You ain't gonna do no racing.
That man ain't gonna do no goddamn racing. Tell him to get that off the show. Hey, what little etiquette is, Trey? What little etiquette is?
That man ain't gonna do no racing, man.
Etiquette, I don't know. I don't know. Etiquette, you don't have to push the mud button. Etiquette,
you
don't have to push the mud button.
I've been listening to the show, and every time we ask, he come to your show, but he don't never try to show up nothing. Then he go, put his hate ass on the phone. Boy,
hollering
about somebody going out of town every time you have a raise. I just have to put that out there.
Who you talking about, y'all?
Alicat hating ass.
Oh, he talking about Alicat, now, damn.
Motherfucker, I'll give you a refund on the last race I went to a head.
Uh-oh.
He didn't push the button,
but not. Yeah, he always got a goddamn excuse that the driver going out of town. I'm tired of hearing that shit, man.
I don't know if he on there. I told him to put the one money if he is. I don't know.
I know we got some credit at the last race we went to, though.
What was that?
I know we got some credit for the last race we went to, didn't we? Don't we?
What
are
you saying now?
No, never mind. All right, thank you. We'll holler at you, man. See you on the chat. And I'll get Steve and get back on here about his uncle. I know he told me something earlier about his uncle wanted to do something with me. I don't know. I'm just kind of curious, you know, what's going on.
Well, I guess he had to get back with you, though. Hey, with that said, Sharon, we're going to go on to do final comments, man, and we're going to get out of here for the night. So, go on to do final comments.
Okay. Tinker.
That means you had your Mustang now?
Tinker. That's your final comment, Tinker?
No, hell no.
That man gonna, is that man going to have a Mustang now?
That man going to be on the mic.
He can take a break till we bring, what's that woman's name in Houston? Bring her down and let him take a break. That's my final comment.
Final comment. And you always bring a lot of action. Like I said, we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, and great show tonight.
All right, thank
Steve,
you.
Final comment. Steve, final comment.
Bet not, Steve, man.
Click, final comment. Black, final comment.
Which
now, final comment.
I kind of banged the grudge up this weekend, man. I wasn't gonna come at all, man. But it looks like I'm gonna come, and I might show with the grudge sipping a little bit, because I mean, I'm struggling a little bit on my own performance, but I mean, it should do enough to try to, make something happen with it. I mean, you're gonna have a lot of people probably down there. I ain't got no races locked in, but, when you're in that atmosphere, as long as you show up and bring a car, and the next man show up and bring a car, it ain't got to be no lock race. Shit still can go down this Grudge game. So I'm going to see y'all Saturday, man. Can't miss it for nothing in the world.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. We know if you show up, we know you're going to find action.
That's
my man, my boy. He's going to make some action. So
yeah.
We know that.
I'll see y'all, man.
All right.
My last comment right here. Trace.
Yeah.
My last comment to that, whoever that is talking about the bat, you tell them, I'm going to be on the mic, and you tell them to sit right there beside me and shut up.
I can even say you ain't going to raise back, man. They sit back laughing.
What's that lady's name in Houston? I can't think of her name. What's that lady's name in Houston?
Lisa.
Well, that
Lisa. Yeah, Lisa. Jeff, we're gonna bring Lisa in so you can take a break. Bring that Mustang. And then talk about something. She dick tired of the ball on his car. Yes.
Batman, final comment. Batman, final comment. Batman, final comment. He still says, Edmund, five speed, bang, 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 final comment.
Bang, bang, fella, bang, bang, bang. Good show tonight, Tracy. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. Texas Cows, or whatever. Gonna be out of Texas. I'm looking forward to see y'all out of Texas this coming Saturday, and it's gonna be on and popping. I guarantee you. If you don't be in Texas Motors, whatever that Dallas Motors football, you're gonna be square. Cause everybody is anybody gonna be in the house. And you're gonna miss a hell of a show. If you don't come to the show, you're gonna miss a hell of a show. But I'm gonna be the show. I'm gonna be one tenth of the show. I promise you that. I'm gonna make up at least a tenth of the show. And the rest, the other 90%, with all the cars out here coming, you know, I'll be one tenth of the show. But that one tenth gonna be like a big. What y'all call everything lift? So I'm gonna have to say it's gonna have to be gigantic. I'm gonna be a gigantic show. Cause I'm gonna whoop Tree Man. I'm gonna cut that tree down, and I don't know which limb I'm gonna hit first. He said he's been over far with the whole way, so I guess he's gonna hit that head first. And Peanut, I'm gonna bust his Peanut in half. I'm gonna send one half to Dallas, to Houston, and keep the other half up there in Dallas. But everybody, I'm looking forward to see y'all Saturday, and Mr. 5B will be in the house.
All right, man. And have a safe trip, man. Have a safe trip.
I'm going to leave early enough to make it a safe trip.
It's on you, Tracy. Apparently, Batman went to sleep.
Okay.
Hey, Tracy, where Mr. Fred is? Hey, Tracy, I got one more thing. Hey, where Mr. Fred is? Peanut, uncle, father-in-law?
He
out
there. He ain't on there right now. Like we said, man, we're starting the beginning of the show and want all the racers not to forget. Man, I always remember that safety thing. Anything you can do to make your car safe, any equipment you can get to help you do so, because you never know when you're going to get in a situation and you want to try to have as much protection as you possibly can in these cars. And, man, we appreciate everybody for coming on. Want everybody to be safe. Come out, tell your friends about it, have a good time. Make action, laugh, fellowship. Come back on Tuesday, talk about it, man, and get ready for the next show that's coming up. And what we're going to do is continue to try to support each other and make these shows bigger and better. Until then, man, I want to say thank you. And see y'all August the 10th, Dallas Raceway, Atomic Dog, showing up racing in Grudge Inc. All roads, Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Dallas Raceway. Until next time, see y'all at the races. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Texas get turned up. Atomic Dog Racing, showing up racing, and Grudge Inc. brings to you the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, Saturday, August 10th, 2013, at Dallas Raceway in Crandall, Texas. Let's get turned up. The stage has been set. All out grudge racing.
You heard me?
We got war. Atomic Dog versus Tree Man. Showing up versus Mr. Five Speed. Bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Also looking for action. Tony Boss Bynes and the Prime Time Crew. DJ Grant. Chi-Town Beers. C-Town Tony. Kenny Duke. We got HTI Racing versus Hit Squad of Black Hole. Five car lock in. And more to come.
Hold up.
We got a 5-0 index class, $1,000 winner. A 580 index class, $1,000 winner. And a 7-0 index class, $500 winner. Let's get
turned up.
For the Ultimate Grudge Fest 4, gates open at 12 noon. Admission $20. Kids 12 under free. Spectator side parking free. Pit side parking $10. Texas, stand up. Let's get
turned up.
Because everything's big in Texas. I got my cowboy boots. Let's do some kicking. For more info, call Atomic Dog up at 512-775-6563. Or call up Peanut at 214-317-0000. boy Chuck G. Let's get turned up.